Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
4 o'clock, great to have you with us. I've been looking forward to this all day. So yesterday, I manifested something, and it has now reached buzz phase. So yesterday, we do what we normally do. We bemoan, as Rico often hearkens, I bemoan, the Detroit Red Wings. And I brought up a player, and it's a player on my team. And I said, well, Kenny, here's something I'm hearing out of New York, and it's been in the papers. What about Noah Dobson? Now, for those who don't know, Dobson, and I don't feel like arguing. So do I think he's better than this? Probably. But I don't feel like arguing, especially with hockey nerds. A largely insufferable lot. He's a top 20 defenseman in the league. Full stop. Okay? He's a top pairing defenseman. Do I think he's probably top 15 or top 12? Yes. He's 25. Did not have the same year this year as he had had the year prior. Noted. Neither did the whole Islanders team. The point is, Noah Dobson wants his machni. So the Islanders have a new GM. Lou Lamoriello, at age 136, decided to step down. So now no one really knows what the Islanders are going to do. He's a restricted free agent, which means you can negotiate a contract. Nobody can swoop him up. But it's kind of out there. So Kenny was like, Mike, you're not going to believe this. I go, what, Kenny? He goes, the Wings and Dobson are linked. So a couple of different websites, and the prediction on this particular one, the Daily Faceoff, is this the place you okay. If he's traded, it's Detroit. There's your headline. So I said, okay. Well, Kenny, we're going to role play. Not like you at home, where you're like Officer McNaughty or whatever you got going on over there.
Just flying everywhere.
The point I'm making... You're going to be Steve Yzerman, so try not to daydream, and you don't get to say no and no.
I resign. All right, we're done.
And we're done here. But we're going to role play a little bit, because now you're negotiating with me. I am going to represent Matthew Darche, or whatever his last name is. The new guy from Tampa running the Islanders. I am willing to trade you Noah Dobson.
All right.
But you got to make me an offer.
All right.
So, hockey elite, sit back, listen, and then I want to see, I think we can hash a deal out. I have looked at everything. I have looked at the cap table. I have looked at the Islanders' future. Not that there is one. I've looked at the prospects. I've looked at positional analysis. I have a very targeted ask for Noah Dobson. Kenny, do you want to make me an offer?
I would like to hear your ask.
Well, fine.
Because smart, Kenny. Very smart.
Well, that's fine, because this won't be much of a negotiation. Let me start by telling you what I'm going to do for you. I'm not asking for Axel Sandin Pelikan.
All right.
I'm not going to offend you with that. I don't want the number 13 overall pick. You get to keep it. You can sit there and worship your little draft picks the way you do in that cute little town of Detroit. Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay, here we go. And
rake.
And
I do too.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Okay. I am not going to ask for Sebastian Cosa either. Here's what I'm asking for.
Okay.
For one, to get us off to a good start, I will take Tarasenko's dead body off your hands for $4.25 million.
All these things that you're saying are sounding very good so far.
Okay, so I'd like to take Tarasenko off your hands. Listen, sure. Dobson's going to be expensive for you.
Yes.
So let me help you pay him.
Sure.
Okay, change of scenery for Tarasenko. My team could use some offense.
Do you want Justin Holt, too? You're going to have him.
Don't push your luck.
Okay.
Sorry. Here's the ask. Here's the ask. Ready? After a careful analysis of my farm system and what my NHL roster does and doesn't have, here's what I need from you. First, I need Nate Danielson, okay. Center. I need Nygaard, power forward. I need a winger. I need a power forward. It's got to happen. And I also want Trey Augustine. He's nowhere close. I've got Sorokin signed into eternity. Augustine is still on Shaw Lane partying at Michigan State. He's years away. You get to keep Kosa. You get to keep Pelika. And you get to keep the 13th overall pick. And I free up several million dollars of your cap. You get Dobson, top 15. I get the prospects I so desperately need that Lou Lamoriello shredded through in order to win us. Wait, let me check the rafters. Nothing. So it's Tarasenko, Danielson, Augustine, Nygaard.
All right. This is where we begin negotiations.
There's really no negotiating. That's the offer.
I have one swap.
What's the swap?
Take out Nygaard. I give you the pick.
I don't want the pick.
I give you 13.
No, I need a power forward.
I want a power forward.
Too bad. Kenny, the reason I'm doing this, and Rico knows it, this is supposed to be, it's supposed to cause you consternation.
Yeah,
It's supposed to sting. You want a top 15, top 20 defenseman who's 25, fits the window of this team.
And you'll have him long term once you presumably give him that deal.
I'm taking a dead body. I'm not taking your top goalie prospect. And I'm not taking your top prospect. And you can keep pick 13. You can roll it up nice and tight and put it where the sun don't shine. Don't care.
Yeah, supposed to hurt, Kenny.
That's what I want.
It does
it's
hurt.
It's not DeBrincat for McDavid.
No, it's not an NHL 25 trade where you can just put enough things
no. So
that the other side works. No, I think at the end of the day, I do that deal. I make that trade.
Now we're having fun because now you get to incur the wrath of your fan base.
Oh, believe me, I've already been left, right, and center lately with that fan base.
Okay, people.
They hate me.
Do you agree with Kenny running your organization or not? Noah Dobson might be available from the Islanders. 25, restricted, you're going to sign him. Boy, does he make your blue line better in a hurry.
Yeah, puck-moving defenseman makes your decor so much better.
And it's kind of a two-for-one because you're bringing up Pelika. Think about it. Your top four would be pretty nasty.
I was expecting a lot worse.
Yeah, I know. I want to make it sensible. Look, I don't think the Islanders have a future. I know we need to rebuild.
Now, why didn't you want the pick?
It doesn't serve me I don't want things that take till 2030.
Okay.
I need Danielson because after next year, Peugeot's off. Look, I looked at the cap table.
No. Just for people saying, yeah. Well, just take the pick. Like, why wouldn't the Islanders want the pick?
Yeah, and again, part of it for me is like Anders Lee is going to be an unrestricted free agent after this season. All right, well, Nygaard and Danielson help fill that. Same thing with J.G. Peugeot. Those guys go out. I get youth to replace, to go with Horvath, to go with Barzal. I'm drafting a defenseman number one overall in the Schneider kid. We're getting Dobson out. I don't need any of your trash.
Gotcha.
Tarasenko's a one-year fill. I can spin him for spare parts at the deadline. And the pick, that's 2030. The reason I want Augustine is, A, Sorokin is signed into eternity, 2030. But Augustine is at least 2 years away from playing
It'll
a role.
Be around that time.
Yeah, so it just buys me time that I could get to 27 or 28 and then bring Augustine up to go with an aging Sorokin at that point, and I have security.
And you're already banking on Kosa being your goalie of the future, so that's already in place. We don't need terribly an Augustine.
Okay. Listen, I think I made a thoughtful offer. Is it a stiff price? You're damn right it is. But it's supposed to be. So you got to keep Kosa. You got to keep Pelika.
The Nygaard thing hurts. That's where the pain quotient comes in.
It should, but you know what? I am owed a power forward. We drafted young Todd Bertuzzi, and we got rid of him before he got good.
And you've done that a couple times now, huh?
Yeah, including drafting Eric Lindros' brother, Brett, and then he hit his head on the post, and he got a concussion and never played again.
What about you? Weren't you not a fan of Rick DiPietro?
Hated him. Oh, I know. We're drafting a power forward, Kyle Okposo. Just please.
I wasn't going to bring that one up.
Guys, tell me right. Are you in support of what Kenny has done to your organization? The Noah Dobson files. 248-539-9797. I get Danielson. I get Nygaard. I get Augustine. I take Tarasenko off your hands, and you get a 25-year-old defenseman. You're going to pay $10 million a year. In essence, you'll pay him $6 million because the Tarasenko money's gone. That, to me, is more than fair.
Okay.
What say ye? Was I fair, Rico?
No, that was, Mike, that was more than fair. I was expecting just a bludgeoning. I thought you were going to come out here.
You know what I like about it? All their pretty little prospects. It's going to force Wings fan to at least think. Because here's what it comes down to. I think Wings fan and Piston fan are very similar in this regard. They like it's like they like this the prospect porn. They love their little prospects.
No.
And they can't bear to live without them. And they're like, ooh, look at this.
You know why, though? Because with prospects, you don't have to hit the button to start now.
Right, 7 years in?
Prospects means, not yet. We're not ready quite yet. That's what prospects do. It kicks the can.
Think about your pairings. I mean, think about now. I know he's not a left-handed shot, but you'd have Pelika. You'd have Evanson. You'd have Sider. You'd have Dobson. I mean, your top two pairings on defense, the upgrade, I can't even use an adjective to describe it. Think about that. Kenny refuses to speak to me. 248-539-9797. What's wrong, Kenny?
What if we take out Nygaard?
No.
And then we give you 13 and you also get Soderblom. He's a big dude.
No, I don't want him. He's a bum. No. And here's the deal. You know what? You don't like the deal I offered? I'll keep my top 15 defensemen. I'll pay him because news for you, I've got $21 million in cap space.
It addresses one of the biggest needs on your roster, and it also allows you to bump basically everybody down. You can push Justin Hall out of the lineup permanently.
He sits next to Costa most games.
Yeah,
he's already in the
press box.
That's why, Kenny, how would you? I mean, I get you're trying to get the best deal, but.
No, I mean, at the end of the day, I take that deal.
Because I gave him wins. I took Tarasenko, I let him keep the draft pick, and I let him keep Kosa.
He's trying to get rid of the draft
pick. Essentially, you've gotten rid of Hull, too, because if I stick him in the lineup, Hull comes out of the lineup.
There you go.
Probably buy him out.
Mike, check the gift box. I think he threw the draft pick in there anyway.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Okay, Kenny and I just hammered out a deal. It's very exciting. It's up to the people whether they like it or not. And just understand something. You don't like the deal, don't take the deal. The Islanders don't have to trade this player. Let's just be very clear. So you're trying to get them to trade him. If you say they need scoring and not a defenseman, you're not crazy. If you don't want to pay the freight, don't. The point is you're not going to get the player. Like, I just don't want to live in a world where it's like, well, I'll give you a Berggren and a two. Then forget it. Then shut down the Islanders. It can't be that kind of negotiation. It's supposed to hurt. Now, if you tell me you'd rather put those types of prospects or you'd rather do something different, maybe go get Jason Robertson. Hey, all good. Whatever you guys want. But the Dobson thing I brought up yesterday, it kind of materialized a little bit today with some of the nerdy sites Kenny's at. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we are. David, what's the initial feedback?
The initial feedback, first one that came in, Kenny for GM. Yes, I take that deal, so he needs to be our GM today.
Okay.
Augustine is the best goalie prospect, so no thank you on trading him.
Okay, well, you enjoy him in 2030.
Someone's asking you, Mike, would you take Kosa and Danielson for Dobson?
No.
Okay.
I don't need Kosa short term. I need a long-term projection as the Sorokin deal begins to fall off the books. I did the research. I mean, I was nerding out on the Islanders farm system. We don't have a high-level goalie in our top 15 prospects. We don't have power forwards. We don't have an NHL-ready center.
Oh, no. You did a deep dive on this pre-show.
It was depressing. It really was.
You were like, oh, no. Kenny's going to dress up in the Batman outfit and...
Yes. My heart is filled with pride, Michael.
Thank you.
I'm always happy when you go down the hockey rabbit hole.
Thank you.
No swarm or smarm, he says. Trust Kenny Cott over Iserman. And okay. Kenny, we trust. Take the deal.
If we've reached that, you know we've got a problem.
Mike and Kenny, Augustine should be here sooner. Goalie sees puck, stops puck. He's not a teenager going into the corner. Digging a puck out. Physically, it shouldn't matter. I'm tired of everyone saying a 20-year-old goalie isn't ready. Bring him up. Bring him here.
You can't.
Hunter and
he's
Clarkson.
At Michigan State. You can't do that. It doesn't work that way.
Both Nygaard and Danielson is too much for me. Would someone like Carter Mazur and maybe a mid-round pick?
Yeah, right. So give me your garbage. Mazur came up for 5 seconds and blew his elbow out. Yeah, great sample size. I'll pass. No, here's the type of deal that guy wants to do. Take my garbage. No.
Once again, all deals, good deals, sting a little bit at first.
And again, if you don't want Dobson, you want an offensive player, go do it. But I don't know that Ekblad's available. You're seeing Sam Bennett's going to stay for less money, so the Islanders have leverage. What's their motivation to help you? Zero.
Looks like Ekblad actually might be available. I guess he hasn't been talking to Florida's camp very much, and they're not really negotiating. So
then you don't need the deal. Whatever you like.
Again, that's smoke coming out of a camp that we don't know or trust. I mean,
okay.
Let's be fair about this. I'm not going to wait and just say, all right, in fact, we're going to pretend that Ekblad's for sure going to be available.
Would you rather have Ekblad or Dobson? All things being equal, age, everything.
I'd rather have Ekblad.
Okay.
But I'm not scoffing at Dobson by any stretch.
You can. He's a top 20 defenseman in the league.
$10 million plus when he gets that big deal.
And what's Ekblad going to get? 7, 8?
I'd say more than that.
You think more?
Yeah. I think closer to Dobson.
So close to $10 million.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Oh, you can't pay him more than the captain.
Yeah, that's going to look real cute in a couple of years when the cap's gigantic.
I love when you do that.
I mean,
voice.
That's some of the stupid crap that I hear. Oh, Stevie's never going to pay anyone more. Oh, really?
I don't think he likes his captain.
Okay,
he
take
may
it
do
easy.
It out of spite. Looks like, seems like.
Okay, thank you. David. Jeez.
They aired their dirty laundry. I didn't. But go ahead, David.
Mike, the deal is fair, and I would do it, but just hear me out. What if instead of Nygaard, we swap it out with Kasper and everything else stays the same? That's from Marlin.
Okay. Kasper's here. and looks like he's going to be a really solid two-way forward for a while.
You just made the trade worse for us.
Yeah, yeah.
He is not on my board of governors on the team.
I'm pretty sure the ticket texter's been asked to leave the war room. You've just made this worse.
He actually might be part of their pro scouting department.
Ooh. Actually, that was from Chris Draper.
Wow.
Is Drapes texting us?
So when I say something, you admonish me.
I know, that was terrible. I'm sorry. Guys, listen, all right? Just we'll simplify it. We'll just give you a Pelica. No, that's not how this works. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mikey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on with you guys?
How are you, bud?
I'm good. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I don't think the Wings are in a position to trade for it. Like, last year, one of their problems was that their third and fourth line could not score at all. And if you trade two of your kind of offensive prospects, you're going to make that problem worse. And I know I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but like if we try to kind of shoot just for the playoffs, like we're going to end up like the Minnesota Wild. And I know I have not been an Yzerman fan for the past like 2 to 3 years. Like I just, like, I don't want us to kind of go forward and then just become like a middling team.
Okay, so what is your move, I guess? Like, what direction is it? Robertson? Do you make a bowl? And I know Marshman got dealt, so that might help them keep him. But, like, what's the move then, Mike?
If I was hired as the GM of the Red Wings, I would say just another year of paying just because. Well, like, Yzerman can't sign free agents. He can't make trades unless the people want to come here. Like, Justin Hall's so bad, and Tarasenko played so bad. Like, I just don't see, like, a realistic, like, way they can make the playoffs. I mean, they're, like, sixth worst to win the Cup, according to Vegas. Like, they're in a bad position. They don't have a goalie, and their captain is fighting with their GM. Like, this is not a good situation. Like,
Michael, I have a question for you. Then at what point, why be a fan?
Yeah.
If this is what we're going to do, I can't support that. I'll watch next year. I might watch out of spite, actually, if nothing happens.
If Justin Hall isn't bought out by July 1st, you can meet me at the Ambassador Bridge and we can both talk.
I don't think that's the answer either, Mike.
No.
We'll be holding hands and then.
No.
Oy vey.
No.
All right, take it easy. Kenny, would you like to get us back on the rails? I mean, when he said with a straight face, listen, guys, it's another year of pain.
Then, like, I felt collectively our heads just sink.
Yeah, I'm like, then what is the point of any of this?
Papers to the face, then throwing it across the room.
Yeah, exactly. No, there's at that point, why be a fan? Why even watch? If you're just condemning yourself to another year of misery where nothing happens and you don't do anything in the offseason, we might be about to see that.
That's one question, though, with the draft just days away? Why have the Wings not bought anybody out?
Your guess is as good as mine. My answer to that would be, and this might be hopium, but they're planning on making a deal, and they don't want to do that until the deal is made and they look at what their roster is actually going to look
like. More than fair. I wanted to know if it was an unrealistic expectation.
No. I thought it would be a countdown clock. Just like, you know what? The second it says midnight, you're gone. See ya.
I think these moves are going to happen simultaneously. If there is a buyout, there's going to be a trade, and then the buyout's right after.
Okay, but what's the trade?
Your trade, if they get...
yeah, right.
So once the deal happens, then the buyouts.
Last time this man had hopium, we were supposed to be getting something outside of the Wallman deal.
Kenny?
I can't go with his hopium right now again.
Kenny,
I can't do it.
I got a feeling you'll be me around, 1:15 this afternoon?
Well, I already said it yesterday. I said they're trading none of the picks. They're going to pick at all 9 picks. They're not going to do anything. I feel like that last caller... We may be looking down the barrel of what he just described.
No way.
Okay.
There's no way.
I hope you're right.
How could
he do it last year? How could he do it the year before?
Because it was too early in the rebuild.
Okay. Maybe 2 years ago. Maybe. Last year he didn't. And he didn't look like he was trying
to. Last year he wanted Stamkos. He didn't get Stamkos. All right. I'm not.
Are we a Stamkos away from being a decent playoff team, though?
I'm only telling you what their idea was. I don't know.
I didn't like that idea.
Well, I didn't love it either because then you had all the hockey nerds calling up going, I can't score 5-on-5. Okay.
I liked it in conjunction with other moves. I would have liked Stamkos here, but I had a feeling that that was their offseason plan because clearly they didn't do anything else.
So do you think the collective faith of the fan base is as low as yours, that they're just not going to do anything?
I thought so until I posted a somewhat negative thing about Steve the other day, and I'm still getting hit with, like, stray elbows. So I don't.
But about what?
Yeah, but see, that's maybe the vocal minority.
Is it?
Hold on, time out. I'd like to hear some of these elbows. Can we do that when we come back?
Yeah, sure.
I want to understand, because Kenny, when you were gone last week, we just did a topic ranking the GMs in town, and we didn't think it was a hot take in the least of like, all right, well, Yzerman's last. Oh my God, some of the bots came out, and I'm like,
I think the bots have been revitalized somehow. I don't know how or why.
You know, because it's the off season. Hope springs eternal.
Whoa.
It's you know what? There's a big move on the horizon. Just you wait.
I'm starting to agree with David. That's what I said last time.
Yes. Right now, if you're a bot, this is the best time because it's
you're
Christmas
no longer
Eve.
Emotional from missing the playoffs. You've calmed down a little bit. The cup finals are over. You can go back to the, oh, there might be a move coming.
You see a gigantic wrap gift underneath the tree, and you're hoping your name's on it.
They don't want the move.
We don't have
that. That's the thing. I think a lot of this fan base doesn't want a move. Look, here's
no,
okay,
you're
time
right.
out.
They want Steve to be right.
No, I think the exact opposite, actually. I think they know for sure that a move is coming. They guarantee it.
Okay. What is it, like the suit guy on TV?
Yeah, you're going to like
gonna
your
like
new
like
team.
The way
I guarantee it.
I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Wow. You're going to get Elias Pettersson. I guarantee it. What are we guaranteeing?
Hope.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, we'll get to a football today in a little bit. We've talked a little Scooble. We've talked about the Wings, some of the trade buzz that's out there. And yeah, Trajan Langdon, that audio. Wow. Talk about air out of the balloon. But we'll get to it. But apparently, this is what always amazes me. If you say something that the hockey elite, a.k.a. the nerds, don't like, they immediately accuse you of not knowing the sport. Now, that's one thing if you say it about me or Rico, because we love all sports, but certain sports have to take a backseat to others. Newsflash, football makes me money. hockey doesn't. Well, for Kenny, hockey's life. If you tell Kenny he doesn't know puck, I don't know, man, that kind of doesn't register. The guy charts his own Fenwick. So here's the point. I had David go dig this up on Kenny's social media. David, do you want to read what Kenny said? And I want to hear some of these responses. Why? Because it'll make me laugh. Oh, it's this bad?
So let me give you the original tweet and I'll give you what he responded to. There was a report that Detroit, Philly, Edmonton, among teams actively looking to significantly upgrade their goaltending.
Wait, whoa. Stop the clock. Stop the music for a second. Hold on. Wait.
Detroit?
No, didn't need you. I didn't need the echo. What do you mean we're trying to get to upgrade our goaltending? What's Kosa for? Why did you acquire Mrazek? What are you doing?
I think they saw a significant enough reversal in his skill where they're like, we need something else because this isn't going to work right now.
Okay. Anyone who thinks this plan is going great, seek help. Okay, music, let's get back to business. Thank you.
So then Kenny responds and says, can we upgrade our GM too? Well, and it created...
That comment probably didn't go over well with the bots. Let's hear it.
The very first comment is, stick to sports you might know.
Oh, my God. They went right to it.
Oh, David, if I would, can I read the next one, please?
Sure can.
STFU, Kenny.
That wasn't even that bad of a comment.
I mean... Who would you bring in that's available? I really don't see a single person worth bringing in, LOL. This was the roster in 2019 and 2020. You can't tell me with a straight face we haven't improved, so stop with the act.
Oh, my God.
With a screenshot of the roster from 2019 and 2020.
Is that the bar? Is be better than slightly above terrible? Is that what we're doing here?
I don't know.
Also, we still haven't made the playoffs. Don't tell me how much better.
I don't know what we're doing.
This is the hardest brand of copium you've seen.
I'm just listening. Go ahead. You got another one?
I can't really
yes,
say
you can.
This.
You no. get creative. You Quiet. Get creative.
Quiet. Alcoholic. Cousin lover.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Like I'm back at work again.
Nice job by Rico. Great editorial. David?
Ooh, no, that's the extent of it. There's some... Yeah, that's the extent.
No, come on.
No, that's the extent of it. We're done. We're good.
I can't believe Kenny's remark netted that.
Stick to the sports you know.
Right.
This is the only one he does know. That wasn't meant to be an insult, but I know it's come on. That's a delayed
response. I was like, wait, what did he just say?
Yeah, I know. That didn't come out the way it was supposed to. I didn't mean it that way. Okay. Why don't we just move to a few ticket texts and then we'll move along? I'm sorry. That sounded way worse than I meant it to be.
Well, the truth will come out to the light. This deal makes perfect sense, Mike, but Stevie's not doing this.
No.
He makes no solid trades. He drafts his pick and signs useless number three goalies.
I'm fascinated. Clint, I am fascinated with they're looking to upgrade their goaltending. When Kenny and I talked about that last year, we got drawn and quartered. I mean, they executed us in the town square. Now, a year later... They want to upgrade their goaltending. Well, then what is Kosa for?
How come we keep getting thrown under this bus, by the way? Last time it was we wanted Vlad. People were like, absolutely not. We wanted Bo. Absolutely not.
I don't know.
We want this trade.
Absolutely. But it's the same town that heard Trajan Langdon today say, basically, we're not going to do anything. We're going to develop and I don't know. They're all having a bubble bath right now. I don't understand this town. Let's go live to our trophy cases. What's the point? I mean, the Yzerman thing, I don't know how you would have an offseason that doesn't feature some bold swings. Otherwise, what are you doing?
Because I think we were here last year at this time, and when it didn't happen, that's like I said, listening to Kenny has given up hope.
That's pretty bad.
I know.
David, go ahead.
I'll respond to that real quick. It's not that I've given up hope. It's that I'm at the point where I'll believe it when I see it. So maybe I have given up hope. Maybe that's just a fancier way of saying that. But
yeah, I think you just added words.
I think I just changed it around a little bit.
Yes, you alcoholic.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Whoa. Oh, boy.
No. I'm the person, not that. That's.
Oh, my.
I just couldn't believe that. I was like, wow. That wow. type of response.
Yeah, just because of a tweet. Just because of a response that he wants to put out there. You want to say that?
They're acting like I insulted their mother or something. Why is that?
Listen, man, you're asking to explain Iserbots. I can't do it. I think at a minimum, no matter how much you love him, no matter how much you appreciate what he did for you, I don't know how you're at least not questioning or having doubts about the plan. Otherwise, you're just not grounded in reality. But if you want to keep spending your time, money, and emotion for years on end with no give back, but that's your prerogative. But I'm not that kind of fan.
No, and I used to have Iserbot tendencies when he first got to town. But I mean, eventually you have to slap some expectations on that guy.
Do you?
I do. That's all I can do. I want this team to be good.
I think we all do. That's
the
problem.
Want them to be great again.
Okay, I'm not playing the drop again. 248-539-9797.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.